You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The first person to get through today, I believe, was Brian. Brian, good morning. What are you up to today?
Good morning. Well, normally I'm driving to work at this time, but right now I'm just headed out back home.
Okay, good.
Oh, back home he goes.
What?
Yep. My wife and I went on a date last night, so I don't have to work today. So...
You get off of work just because you go out on a date with your wife?
Yeah, why not?
Well, so is the date just ending? Was this an all-night thing?
It could have been, but it wasn't. No, we went out and saw the Lord of the Rings last night, the new one. It's in IMAX right now, the Two Towers. It's good.
Oh,
we're
all right.
Kinda Tolkien. We're Tolkien nerds, so...
Okay, right. Well, that's cool, man.
I'm still trying to figure out what this has to do with taking off work.
Why aren't you at work?
I don't know. I just they gave me the day off today, so we went out last night, and now I'm going home.
That's great.
Yeah.
Why'd they give you the day off? So many questions.
I work at the Denver Zoo, and so it's cold today, and so they said, you know, don't come in.
The hippos are fine. They're all bundled up. You go home.
Exactly.
But
people don't want to be out in the cold right now.
You're on your way home.
From where?
From where? I dropped my wife off at work, and now I'm going home.
Oh, okay.
She has to work today. Sorry, I'm all over the place right now. I'm a little nervous. I've never actually called into one of these shows before, but I hear you every morning, and I'm on my way to work, and I thought, you know, let's play today. This will be fun.
What do you do at the zoo?
So I work in the food. I'm one of the restaurant supervisors. So I work at one of the restaurant locations, and I, you know, cook food and serve people.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
Hippo. I love our walking tacos. We've got these walking tacos that are really good. They're like barbecue pork. They come on like a bag of Doritos with like nacho cheese and jalapenos.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Oh, yeah.
A taco on Dorito with nacho cheese?
Yep, and jalapenos. You got to get those jalapenos, ooh, little barbecue sauce.
Little kick.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That sounds tasty.
Sure.
And incredibly bad for you.
yeah, but you're at the zoo, so, you know, you got to have something.
You get a hall pass.
Something. Right.
All right, man.
So I guess if you come to the zoo.
And I guess if you saw your pants, you're not doing anything different than, like, all the residents there. So somebody's probably walking around and cleaning that up after you get
your pants.
True.
Yep. You just shove hay in there, right? Like the
There you go.
You shove a bunch of hay in there. It's absorbent.
And you know what? Get revenge. Throw that at the monkeys.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right.
See how you guys like it.
Yeah, take that.
Thing is, they probably do like it. So
I'm sure they do.
All right, Brian. So how do you do when you're just listening to rattle off in the car? Do you feel like you're pretty good at this game?
I mean, I'm pretty good at it, yeah. So the one I listened to a couple weeks ago was about some animals with antlers and horns, and I was embarrassed for the poor woman who called in who had no idea. I was like, oh, no, come on. I got like 8 or 9 of them.
Well, you work at the zoo. You should get that one.
Yeah, that's not
right.
Fair.
So in general, I feel like I'm pretty good, and I always laugh at the people that call in. So now I'm sure somebody's going to laugh at me for...
You're going to seize up. You'll freeze up here, big talker.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
All right, so I need 5 prime numbers over 100. Ready, go.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just kidding, Brian.
Brian, he's just goofing.
That's just a joke.
He's goofing.
It's just a joke.
Okay. So, like, wait, is 113 prime? I don't know. Okay.
All right, here we go. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Today is Lent. Did you know that?
I did.
The beginning of Lent. The first day of Lent.
It is. So, it's Ash Wednesday.
Correct. So in 10 seconds, I want 5 things you might give up for Lent. 5 things you could give up for Lent, Brian. Let's see how good you are. Ready and go.
Perfect. So I would give up social media, give up your cell phone. You could give up YouTube. You could give up politics. I know that's a big one. You could give up food, like chicken or pork. You could give up what else?
Oh, your time is up.
I get 5?
I think.
I don't know. I want to debate give up politics. I was thinking things like alcohol, sweets, you know.
People obsess over their politics quite a bit.
Oh,
and I think,
we know.
You know, maybe
we know.
People could, people could take a layoff of obsessing over their politics and just enjoy life for
just
a couple weeks.
Go with the flow a little bit. I would. I don't. Come on.
Come on. What are you mean?
You. Him? You. Don't.
Why? Give up politics
me?
For
not
Lent.
You. Brian, settle down.
The next person who gives up politics for Lent will be the first person to ever give
there
up
politics.
There might
be a lot of
Lent.
People doing that. You can give up politics.
There might be. I just think people should give up the debate aspect of politics and, like, let's just all love each other
well,
and be,
look,
you know.
You're preaching to the choir here. We agree, but I've just never heard for Lent somebody doing that.
I guess you could give up talking about it on social media. And
but
posting,
he said social
but then
media.
Then he said social media.
And then he said YouTube, which is social media.
Which is social media.
It is social media. You're right.
Well, see, then you didn't get it, Brian.
Are you willing? Nope. Are you willing to put your fate in the hands of another contestant?
Sure, why not?
Hold on, don't go away. So the next one in line was going to be Stephanie. Stephanie, does he win or does he not win?
Okay, I'm going to say he wins. I want to play though, but he wins. He totally wins.
Because you think giving up politics is something that one would do for
I think that unfortunately the people who need to give it up the most would never ever do that, but hopefully
right, you're right, like, you're right,
see the light and decide to just let it happen for a month, not talk about it for a month.
Well, then the next question is do we count social media and YouTube as two different ones?
Yeah, I don't use YouTube as social media. I don't know why I'm defending him, but yeah, I don't social media.
I would agree. You get lost on YouTube videos and you're there for hours and hours, and it's different than commenting.
Let me tell
you
something, Stephanie. I'm going to tell you something. Because you said Brian wins, aren't we sending him Mindbender Volume
3? Yeah, and today is National Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Yes, and you're doing a very nice act of kindness so that Brian will get that book. So you know what? We're going to turn around and we're going to give you a copy of the book as well, okay?
You're welcome.
See how it pays off to be a kind soul?
It really does, doesn't it?
Okay, listen, if you will stand by, Josh is going to get your information and Brian's, and we're going to send both of you a copy of Mindbender Volume 3.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hold on. Don't go away.
Back to Brian.
Brian, did you hear all that?
Oh my gosh, you guys are fantastic. I had no idea it was Random Act of Kindness today, but I appreciate that.
Don't thank us. Thanks, Stephanie. Yeah.
Man, I put my faith in her, and she came through clutch for me. So.
Wow. She just likes nacho cheese on her tacos, buddy. Yeah. That's all. That's why she
Listen,
did it.
Listen, Zoo Boy, you hold on. We're going to come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Perfect.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, you guys are awesome.
Thanks, buddy. Hold on.
Oh, thank you, man. We have the greatest listeners in the world.
We do.
That was fun.
That was fun. It feels good, doesn't it?
All right, so there's your rattle off winners.